and really gave him some news that was important for the creation. Chapter 2, we read this way. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now, when it says he saw it, he's looking into the future. This man is a prophet among prophets. So God gave him the message. Well, now, Charlotte County now have those signs that says, you know, look out for silver alert and a car stolen, and kids, you know, or rainy road, slippery road ahead, or right lane closed. Those are signs of what's coming up on. Well, God was doing that through his prophets 3,000 years ago. We are after the death of Solomon. We spoke last week. The 10 tribes from the north, 2 tribes from the south, have separated from each other and are not on good friends. So when we see the words on the very part where it says Judah and Jerusalem, guess what? The northern 10 tribes are not even included because God is, they're going to be gone. Let's read on. In the last days, it says in verse 2, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. What is the mountain of the Lord's temple called? The mountain is what?
Zion.
Yeah, that's why I think it is so funny that many Christians and most Jews are accused of being Zionist. And I take that as a compliment. We're worshiping the home of God. Let me go, if you would, and you're more than welcome to do it with me, to chapter 21. If I've had your funeral, but I haven't had your funeral. If you've been to a funeral, chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. What does it say? I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. There was no sea anymore. I saw the holy city of New Jerusalem coming down. Alright, it didn't. It came down where? Out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully adorned for her husband. So, right there, another prophet, John the Revelator, is giving us a similar story to what Isaiah did, I'm going to say 850, 900 years prior, in that range. I saw the mountain of the Lord temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It's the tallest one in Israel now. It will ever be, I think, not just the height, the prominence. Somebody name me the top biggest 5 cities in the United States. I'm not sure I can do all 5 of them.
Denver.
Not the highest.
The highest.
I'm not talking about that kind of high.
Population.
Chicago, New York, LA, it's 3. Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Where are you from? Cleveland ain't one of them. You may like it. I've been there. It was the hottest weekend I had in my life. No. Come on. Houston.
New York.
Yeah, I got New York. I don't remember the 5th one. Maybe Hotlanta. I don't know.
Maybe.
But see what it is, we know about those because they're big cities. Now, Carolyn, what are you looking for?
I was looking at this map.
That means I got to turn around. 10 largest cities. Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston. What's after Houston?
Arizona.
What's after Houston? Phoenix.
Yeah.
They count all the sand out there. Does it say Phoenix? No kidding.
I
can see Philadelphia.
Yeah, that was on there too.
Well, push a button somewhere. Well, let me know when you get there. I ain't got time.
You want the job? There you go.
We're quitting. Philadelphia, then Phoenix. No kidding. I thought it'd been Orlando. With all the traffic. All right, it will be raised above the hills. All raised above. It's like we know it's going to be above. John told us that. Many peoples will come and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. I firmly believe he's predicting the coming of Christ. Not as a baby, but as a conqueror. And the people that have not been raptured out, I mean, the people that have been raptured out, the ones that have not been lost and condemned, they shall go and find where Jesus is. That's where, didn't John tell us early in the 14th chapter, I go to prepare a place for you? Well, he's describing heaven already. All right. He, I think, means Jesus, God, together, will teach us his ways so that we walk in his paths. If you have ever been on a hike with somebody who's been there, they're going to show you where the stepping stones are. They're going to show you the path to take. They're going to show you where the pitfalls may be. You hear about the preacher and the rabbi and the Catholic priest who were all out in the boat and the storm was coming and they said they got to get out of there. So the preacher jumped up and he ran right on the water to get out of there. Up the Catholic priest, he jumped out, gets in the water, just runs right on top of the water. Rabbi jumps, falls in. Rabbi jumps, falls third. After the third time, the preacher turns to the priest and says, should we tell him where the stepping stones are? He will teach us his ways. Trip map. You remember before we had that thing built into our telephone with a trip map? You turn the pages to tell you how to get to Florida from wherever you were. We use those all the time. Because they're easy to fold up. He will teach us his ways so we walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion. The word of the Lord from Jerusalem. We will learn what God wants us to do. By nature, people are pretty much self-protectionists. By nature, organizations of law and structure does not happen. Lord of the Flies, weren't you all made to read that stupid book as juniors in high school? Lord of the Flies, the plane ship of the military boys crash, and anybody remember that at all?
That was a Kentucky thing.
Must have been a Kentucky thing.
That's a mountain thing.
Mountain thing. Well, what basically happens in the Lord of the Flies is they form their own society. And they decided whoever had the conch shell was a captain. Then the forces got against each other, they blew up and they started killing each other. It was a terrible thing. So by nature, people do not have the organization skills. That's why God tried to show them, made them in the tribes, and tried to teach them how to act and react. Culture, civilization, pick the term that you would want. But we will be without a lack of, we cannot be without a lack of leadership or we will perish. He goes on. He will judge between the nations. Almost a Judge Judy type of thing, or the Supremes. I don't pick a term, but somebody's going to say, this group's right, this group's wrong. They're both wrong in certain places. They're both right in certain places. He will settle disputes for many peoples. Well, now, I could not tell you, nor would I have any idea. Look up how many races there are in the world. Then after that, look up how many cultures there are in the world. But there's a tremendous number. I put this guy on Jeopardy. He could beat that fellow who won like $6 billion. Line number 4.5. You better have heard this before. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Now, how many country people we have in here could tell me what a plowshare is? Joseph, you're not in the country. You're born in Indiana. I believe Richard would probably know a little better than Joe would. What is it, Richard?
Plowshare is
in the time of, we had a lot more time than since, they would have a one or two handles. They would have a wooden shaped plow. The problem is rocks and roots are pretty tougher than wood, so they would take the metal and make what Richard describes it, a plowshare, which would basically a tip that would cover like this and would go through and break the rocks, flip the rocks, or break the wood up. That's a plowshare. Well, if you're taking your swords and turning them into plowshares, guess what you're doing? You ain't fighting no more. You're growing. If you're growing stuff, people are eating it, they're happy. Your spears, they were taking the pruning hooks. Not like we have now. You blow those things with a stick on it, goes up, you chuk, chuk, chuk. Well, they would probably just take that spear, take that end, heat it up, make a sharp edge there on the pole you've already got, and you could cut the grapes off or cut the high fruit. So both of them are very productive. That shows peace. That's what he's showing. In the days to come, there will be peace. Now, that will cycle many times between then and now and in the future. Nation will not take up sword. How many, you found out what I wanted? No, because it's a blank. Nation will not take up sword against nation. Nor will they train for war anymore. I saw a blurb today and I did not get to read it. Evidently, our current White House has decided not to play war games anymore because it just costs too much money. So take that money and do something else with it. How much money do we waste on a lot of things? But he says that's what he's not going to do. I don't know if it happens or not. Come, O house of Jacob. Who's the house of Jacob? The tribe of Judah. That's who's left. Come, O tribe of Judah. Let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Amen.
Well, that would make a good song title. Matter of fact, I think it's the heart of several songs. Walk in the light of the Lord. What a promise that is. What a hope that is. That we don't need artificial light. That we won't be worrying about things. The Word of God's light will shine. And we do know that in the temple of Jerusalem at the end, we're said there'll be no more sun and moon, for Christ and God will produce all the light that we need. So we will be living in the light of the Lord. You have abandoned your people, the prophet says. The house of Jacob. They are full of superstitions from the east. They practice divinations like the Philistines. They clasp hands with the pagans. Their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Mr. Buttigieg said this week, he's a very religious man. He just found out that the religions that we've studied in the past don't really apply anymore. And we're up for different interpretations. Well, that's news to me. So it's sort of like, what's that Psalm of the 60s? It's your thing, do what you want to do. Isn't that about what most religions are? I'm gonna give you an email or something for Sunday. Maybe for next week, I don't know. There is now, are you ready for this? It was in the paper yesterday. I'm not making this up. I'm not that smart. It showed a guy with what looked like a welding mask, a green welding mask on his face. So it was in the paper down there. It's called the VR Church. Virtual reality church. You sit there in your living room and you wear them goggles. And they've got them little emojis. Like there's a preacher emoji and a choir emoji and stuff like that. And honest to goodness, I could not kid you, though I thought it quite humorous, they actually have a picture of an emoji being baptized. I am so serious, it hurt my feelings.
Well, some of the churches have video ministry.
No, I mean, you're watching the emojis, though.
I understand.
It's not a video, it's not remote control.
That's the next step, really, I think.
Well, I think you're right. But I can't shake the hand of an emoji, and I like shaking every one of y'all's hands. And I want to see an emoji handbell choir. It looked like them Christmas candies with the Hershey Kisses playing the Hallelujah Chorus or something. But it is going on in a church now. The emoji visual virtual reality. I'm thinking, well. They practice divination. The spirits talk to them. All kind of hoodoo and hanky-panky and all that kind of stuff goes on. You got to wonder. Full of superstitions of the East. You know, notice the superstitions seem to always come from the East. The Chinese mystics, the Japanese mystics and that kind of stuff. Full of superstitions. Now, you may be superstitious. When we're talking about a sunny step on a crack, break your mother's back. What's no. Adolf Hitler was not superstitious. The Germans probably would have won the war. He had his own fortune teller. And when we invaded, which is like next month, on D-Day, he couldn't send Rommel. Rommel wanted to come and have at it with him. He couldn't send Rommel until he talked to his fortune teller to see if it was the right thing to do. It was in the stars for him to tack back. I'm sort of happy on her side. She told him no.
I got races.
You got a race.
That's race.
Is that all there is?
That's...
I'd have thought there'd been like 4,000 races. Well, look this one up. Look up cultures. How many cultures there are?
It says 169.
Cultures.
165.
I'll buy that. Because there's a whole lot of different people. Kinds thereof. Their land is full of the class pagans. They're happy with the pagans. Folks, pagans are taking over this world. Read the news, see the papers, everything else going on. The pagans are taking over this world. And we're accepting it because it had to be. It just has to be. We've got to accept it. Or not. Their land is full of silver and gold. There's no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There's no end to their chariots. The land is full of idols. They bow down to the work of their own hands, to what their fingers made. So men, we brought law, and mankind humbled. Do not forgive them. God did not want kings, start off with. You remember all the way back to Samuel and Saul? God didn't want kings. And he didn't want kings to be wealthy. Samuel gave that warning. You will take your daughters to be their maids, take your sons to be their soldiers, take your money. Because when a king gets really wealthy and really powerful and very successful in his own mind, does he need God anymore? Yeah. And that's what we got to be careful of. It even happened that time with Moses. Look what God and I have done. Oh, Moses, you had the stick. God made the water come out of the rock. But Moses wanted to take credit for it. So we've got to be very careful on who gets the credit and how high we want to lift our leaders. And how come we almost idolize the rich people? Have any of y'all ever known a really, 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 really like multiple millionaire rich people? You all have? Si, you enjoy being around them all the time? Do you want to trade place with them?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want them.
You found out. Denise.
My experience is that many of them got their wealth through means that would not have set well with me.
Oh, really? Yeah. You say they maybe look crooked?
A little bit on the shady side.
Jill.
I knew the inventor of kitty litter, Edward Lowe. He was from Cass County, where we lived, and my late husband and he went to school together. And his hobby was to come to Florida and for just fun things to go buy condos.
Just for the heck of it.
I don't think he was a very happy person. I don't know that well, but my husband knows.
Well, the only thing you've ever been known for is making stuff where cats can go to the bathroom inside. I'm not sure that's a...
He was so rich. He bought up everything he could in Cass County. He had big Rock Valley farms. But the few times I met him, he didn't seem to be that happy to me.
How about that?
Yeah.
But there'd be people who'd trade places in a heartbeat. Who do you idolize? I mean, didn't Jesus not give example about the widow who gave the little widow's mite, and she was better received than the rich people for what she gave, because she gave according to what she had, no matter how much it was, and on and on and on. So the idolized to be very big. And I'm going to tell you, you want to know something that bores me to death? To see the tax income of the president. Does anybody care about that?
No.
I mean, of course, he lost more than we made for 10 years, too. He lost $1.5 billion. That's some good business deals.
Most people wouldn't know how to read
them. Written in a different language, huh? The land is full of idols. I'm glad we don't have idols down here. Enough said on that one. They bow down to the work of their hands. They've created their own idols, and they think they're important, and they lift them up. To what their fingers... Man is brought low.
Yeah.
Man can be humbled. Do not forget them, God. In other words, they've got what they wanted. They want to be important. They're important. They think. Go into the rocks, people. Hide in the ground from the dread of the Lord and the splendor of His majesty. The time of reckoning. Feed that poor thing. She's hungry. Oh, one dog brought attention to another one. From the dread of the Lord, the splendor of the majesty. A lot of times, particularly in David, matter of fact, David himself, we know, used to hide in caves when Saul was after him and when the Philistines were after him. Can you imagine being the future king and the predecessor of Christ himself, and still you're living in a cave because you couldn't get where you wanted to be and do what you wanted to be? That's humble. We hear about people all over the world eating leftover food, garbage food, dumpster diving, all that kind of stuff. Humankind can go very low. They say in North Korea that sometimes they're down to eating sticks and branches and grass. Venezuela, there are no pets in Venezuela. They were supper. And who, somebody was in the military, somebody, oh, I know who it was. I was talking to a military man who had been captured. And he said, if a rat dared run across the barracks in the POW camp, it didn't get very far. And you can guess what they were doing with it. Supper. The eyes of the arrogant man will be humbled, and the pride of men brought low, for the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, in the day of judgment. Those who quite not greatly done, but the movie Titanic, millions and billionaires died when that ship sank. I think the guy that owned J.P. Morgan Chase maybe died. One of the Rockefellers did die, didn't he? There were several that died in that ship, and all that fancy and all that money and all that didn't do him a bit of good. The Lord Almighty has His day in store for all the proud and the lofty, for all the exalted, and they will be humbled. Old timer would say, be careful whose fingers you stepped on the way up the ladder, because they'll be there when you come back down. Don't lord over them. For all the cedars of Lebanon, tall and lofty, for all the oaks of Bashan, for all the towering mountains and all the high hills, for every lofty tower and every fortified wall, for every trading ship and for every stately vehicle. We know a vessel. We know that the book of Revelation talks about all the turmoil that will be on the sea and the ships that will sink and the sea being turned into blood, and many will die there, and people will look for water or land. Waterworld, one of the greatest movies ever made, and most people hate it. And what was the theme of Waterworld? There was a theme of Waterworld. What? Find dry land. The tattoo that the girl had on her back was where the land was, which was probably the highest place in the world when the water was there. Find the dry land, something they couldn't find. Costner's second best movie, his first one was The Postman. If you feel patriotic, if you want to learn to be patriotic, watch The Postman. Tore me up. The arrogance of men will be brought low, the pride will be humbled. Have you not sort of laughed when some of these big timers are caught and go to jail? Or you say, better thee than me? The Lord alone will be exalted. Their idols will be totally disappear. Men will flee into caves and the rocks, to the holes in the grounds, to the dread of the Lord, the splendor of the majesty, when He rises to shake the earth. We talk about earthquakes in the book of Revelation. When do we ever hear about another big old earthquake? Remember when the temple veil was ripped, when Christ gave up the spirit and the earth rumbled and the ground gave up the dead and spirits came out? If you have not been in an earthquake, don't go looking for one. Because it is where you have no control whatsoever. Chuck.
Yeah, that one verse there was talking about the people will flee to caves and ruts and holes in the ground, that can mean fallout shelters too.
Fallout shelters. Do you, any of y'all remember fallout shelters? Yeah. The big rage of the late 50s, early 60s. Huh?
Get under your desk.
Yeah, under.
Yeah.
Go out in the hallway so when the nuclear bomb hits, you'll be protected. My dad used, dad was a builder, and he would build fallout shelters for people. And after he got done, they paid him. He says, by the way, when you come out of that fallout shelter, everybody else is dead. What are you going to do? Then he walk away. Cash the check.
There's a fallout shelter on Basco Street.
Here in town? What street?
Basco.
Basco Street?
Mm-hmm.
Basco. Where's Basco Street? Look it up. West of 41, which is that way. Well, how deep can they go? Must be a low ceiling. With the water depth.
What is there, a fallout shelter?
Fallout shelter on Basco Street.
I don't know. I've been there. But
have they ever had to use it?
No.
How many is it home? Is it going to board a room?
I guess we could use it during an hurricane.
It was just a lady had it built on her property.
Wow. In that day, men will throw away to the rodents and the rats, the bats, their idols of silver and idols of gold, which they made to worship. Well, if you throw it to the rats and the bats, you don't care much for it anymore, do you? They will flee to caverns in the rocks. That's the third time holes in the ground have been mentioned. He's pretty serious about it. The overhanging crags. If you're from an area that has a lot of limestone in the ground, there's a place in on the Kentucky River called the Palisades. And you can see, as you go down the river, you can see holes, caves, that you have to get from the water from overhead back into the in there. There's a lot of places, if you've ever been to them, where like a fall is or something like that, and there will be an overhanging rock that will stick out. And people, a lot of hillbillies up in eastern Kentucky would hide there when Morgan's Raiders came through, or when either one of the recruiters came through, they didn't want to get drafted into the military. They would hide there. They would flee to the caverns and the rocks and overhanging crags from the dread for the dread of the Lord and the splendor of His majesty when He rises to shake the earth. Verse 22, stop trusting in man. Who has put the breath of his nostrils? Who has put the breath in his nostrils? On the account is he.
I think we lost you.
Did we lose me?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Miss Green. Hello.
We're not getting it.
Testing.
I know nothing. Oh yeah, turn it on.
Hello. Not. Yep. Go. Put a new one. Give me a new one. It's not the right battery. These are double A's. Those are triple A's. All right, I'll hold it this way. Yes. I think it's the second because Jerusalem itself will be destroyed way soon. It will be Jerusalem will be destroyed in the time of the prophets. The destruction of Jerusalem. Hello? Is this not working at all? Well, it's going to be a long day Sunday. Still nothing? You got it there? We need the tech team to work on this, the tech hands.
Not me.
The anything at all? Hold it right there.
You're garbling.
I garbled anyway. That God It will work that way. Maybe it's just straight on until we get it figured out. Not working at all. Okay. She says, I talk too much, and now she can. It's got a weak short. There's a short or something. Am I making that kind of noise?
It's like you got intermittent.
Yeah, intermittent. See, now see the Lord Almighty, the writer says, in verse 3, chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 1, is about to take from Jerusalem and Judah both supply and support, all supplies of food, all supplies of water, the hero and the warrior, the judge and the prophet, the soothsayer and the elder, the captain of 50, the main rank, the counselor, skilled craftsman, and clever enchanter. Now this one is probably is described what will happen when Nebuchadnezzar comes in. He builds a siege around the outside of Jerusalem. He locks them down. Matter of fact, it got so bad there that a measure of dove droppings brought a high price. I mean, that's how bad it was. So, people get desperate. I mean, you want to get a crowd upset? Food. You run out of food, you begin to panic. All these embargoes that people put on them is a lot about that. I was talking to a man Monday night who was on the lead ship of the Cuban embargo. He was on the front destroyer. Their task was, do not let that Russian trawler with the bomb get there. That meant, if they don't stop, you ram them and sink them. See, he said, and the stupid thing is, they made us wear a helmet and a life jacket. Now we're going to hit a nuclear bomb out in the middle of the ocean. That helmet and that life jacket is about as good as that underground hole bomb shelter. He said, we were very glad when the Russians blinked first. But they had circled around them for quite some time and was cutting the food off too. Put a lot of pressure on them like it's happening in North Korea right now. So with the cutting off of the help and support from outside, food and water, you're in trouble. Masada. We know that they cut the food off. The Romans did when the Maccabees and that group went up to Masada because they would not give in to the Roman ways. There's a lot of times they would just do that with a siege. Sometimes for days, sometimes for months, sometimes for years. And Babylon camped around them for some time till they just virtually starved to death, couldn't fight anymore. Verse 5, for I will make boys their officials. Mere children will govern them. Well, I think we all have found it. From time to time, it feels like the kids are, the inmates are running the prison or the kids are running the school. That there's not a lot of wisdom and judgment that we see with our leaders. He says, the people oppress each other. Man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The young will rise up against the old and the base against the honorable. Well, don't we see that in the news every day? Robbing your neighbors and on and on and on. I had a professor at the college whose son was a missionary to Cabini Green in Chicago. Now, if you know anything about Chicago, that was supposed to be the ideal building. It was supposed to help all the poor and the homeless. All it did was become a festering point of thieves. Yet, the people would lock up the front door with 3 or 4 bolts. They never locked their back door. It was the code. You never rob anybody from the back door. And they abided by that code. I doubt if it's still in effect. This was in the 60s that I heard this. But they never locked the back door. Isn't it? So their honor among thieves type of thing was that way. But he said they'll oppress each other. Who was it in church Sunday? Their grandson was beaten by... Who was it? It was somebody on my right hand side. Their grandson was beaten by a bunch of kids that stole his cell phone, then came back and hit him again to get the passcode. Who was that?
The guy that played the guitar on Easter.
Was it Gary?
Oh, that's who it was. Gary, yeah. Gary Stevens. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much oppressing each other for useless gain. The young will rise up against the old. Well, elder abuse is quite prominent. And sometimes it doesn't have to be physical. Sometimes the kids just demand that the seniors take care of them and they won't do nothing for themselves.
She said your mic's working, but it's her hearing aid.
The base against the honorable. Base means low class trash. The trash against the honorable war up against them. A man will seize one of his brothers at his father's home and say, "You have a cloak? You be our leader. Take charge. Run this heap of ruins." But in that day he will cry out, "I have no remedy. I have no food or clothing in my house. Do not make me the leader of my people." And would you try to lift somebody up to form a leader? Leaders are born, they're not made. Sometimes they have to be encouraged a little bit. But a person with true leadership skills will know how to make the right decisions if you require them to, and if you give them opportunity. And you know what it takes to make a good leader? What's the number one important thing to have a good leader? Thank you very much. You can stay. To have good followers. Because you can be the wisest person in the world and not have anybody that will follow you or get anywhere whatsoever. Make your mind up as you wish. And I don't know the answer yet myself. But there's a whole lot of people right now catching the measles because they don't trust what the leaders say about the vaccine. And I don't know. I don't know if it brings on Alzheimer's or autism or what. I don't know. But they're not believing them. And all the... what is so prominent right now? Hepatitis, is it C or B?
C.
A. Which one?
C.
C. It's running crazy. They've had more hepatitis
C
in the state of Florida in 4 months than they had last year in the whole year, and it's doubled it in 4 months. So something's happening there. And the leaders aren't teaching us or we're not listening. The Jerusalem staggers.
Yeah.
Judah is falling. Well, that's the whole center of the Jewish world. Their words and deeds are against the Lord. There you go. If you're against God, then you've made God against you. How can you be protected against the enemy if you will not listen to God? Over and over and over. Even when they're proven wrong, they still choose to do it their own. I know you've heard this line. Don't confuse me with the facts. I'm doing it my way. You know, we are independently people like that. They don't want to be told what's right or wrong. We just made up our own mind. And part of that American individualism can lead us in a bad way. Well, that's nothing new because it was happening to the Jews 3,000 years ago. When they had direct leaders from God, when they had kings appointed by God, they still wanted to do it their own way. We go on. Our words and deeds are against the Lord, defying His glorious presence. The look on their face testifies against them. They parade like the sin of Sodom. They do not hide. Woe to them. They have brought disaster upon themselves. There is no modesty on television and in public anymore. There is no decency. None of that. Things that were never spoken about are now paraded about and flaunted. And Connie, I don't know where you got that email you sent me, but that's scary.
I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's scary. We've rewritten everything of decency now. Just because, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you where it started. You want to know where it started? I can tell you. I'm not that smart and I figured it out. Eat that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and you will be equal to God. And haven't we pretty much been trying to do that ever since? made ourselves equal to God. That's all an idol is, putting yourself equal to God. Are you making pretty pictures? Oh, you're there, okay. I'm glad you know where I'm at. Woe be to them, they have brought disaster upon themselves. Do you ever eat too much when you know you've eaten too much, but you keep eating because it's so good, and too much is just not enough? Yeah? Then you say... Then you say, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. We brought that on ourselves. Did you ever run out of gas because you wanted to make it to the place that sold it for $2.59 instead of $2.79? Wawa, and the Shell place next to it's going down another 2 cents. We have a gas war here. Use, oppress. Tell the righteous, it will be well with them. Tell the righteous, it will be well with them. What's King James say?
Say you to the righteous that it shall be well with him.
Him or them?
Him.
All right, we get them on this one. I'm going to stop right there because that is a lesson that we've got to learn. When the world laughs at what we do and mock us, when the world will do everything they can against holiness and righteousness, when the world is all about pleasing themselves, does not mean we have to give in because we're outnumbered. Because the way I understand it, may have read it wrong, but I do believe this is truth. Me plus God is a majority. And if we look at it that way and do what God tells us to do, then all this other stuff will seem mundane. Start your timer.
Wait, I want to show you something. He's a baseball pitcher.